Hey, what's up, Toby? We've made it to, I think it's 17. I mean, eventually we're going to stop
I like
counting.
the sound of that. Let's say 17.
Let's do 17. 17 sounds good. We could just keep doing 17 over and over again.
That's right. This is the best episode 17 all week.
All right. Today's topic, starting a new job.
Yeah.
I've done it a lot. You've done it less than I have.
We'll talk more about that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We could have a competition there.
Little competition.
All right. So you start a new job, right? What's what do you do to be successful?
He's got it.
The first thing every time I walk in is just try to understand the lay of the land. You know?
Yeah.
And I joke about starting new jobs, having consulted for 20 years. You
Yeah.
know, that's basically starting a new job at least every year, because every engagement with a new client has all that same dynamic. And so I feel like in some ways I've kind of perfected the art of starting a new job. And oftentimes it's the admission of, I know absolutely nothing about blank, meaning I know nothing about your company, but here's what I do know about. And so leading with some context and then opening the gateways for future conversation. That's kind of my
What's
typical 2 week kind of motion, right?
the craziest thing that you've ever stepped into?
I got hired by a CEO, and after the specs on the contract were agreed, he mentioned, "Oh, and next week is my last week." And we were doing strategy planning. So that was probably the biggest left turn.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that was just pre-COVID. So that was a little bit. What about you though? You've moved around a little bit.
I have moved around. I think the craziest was when I started my own business,
Oh, yeah.
right? I think
Good call.
I was young and probably foolish. And I thought, oh, I'll just go start my own company. It'll be easier because I won't have a boss. And then I found out very quickly that your boss become your bills, and they are brutal. They just want to be paid. Like, and I was doing, I was doing property management, as you know, and I would get these tenants. They're like, I can't pay my rent. And I'm like, I would love to call Idaho Power too and say I would like to pay my power bill with a little bit of love and a couple hugs. And it just never worked. They actually, I mean, there was it was so bad that I think I got my water turned off. It was that bad. Like
Oh, man.
that was an experience. All right. Okay. Let's talk about our favorite new hire,
That
our
not
president.
everybody, this is a perfect example, and it happens in companies where folks are not always unanimous about the next hire, right?
So like it's interesting. Like he hit the ground running, right? And let's, we'll do our best to keep politics out of this, but like,
But we're talking,
could you imagine?
The newly inaugurated president here in the US.
Could you imagine that just starting a job just like he did? Hold on. Wait, okay. Well, so let's say you're a boomerang, right? So you worked at a place, you're Steve Jobs, and you come in. Do you think that that's what he did? Did Steve Jobs do this?
That's an interesting question. I know he stepped away and he did Next.
Yeah, which became Pixar. Like the guy did
It
okay.
kind of worked out, right? It depends. It's a relative scale, I guess. But yeah, when you come back for a second act, what is it that you expect? And is it reasonable to expect incredibly decisive edicts? Or, it's a really interesting question. I think we see a lot of leaders. Howard Schultz did the same thing at Starbucks. And I think it is a common thing, but those are examples of more founder returns than electeds. What
Yeah,
do you
we're
think of this first week,
well, I'm gonna say that none of our, America's founders are gonna come back to the office. But I would say, my wife was like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe they did this." And I was like, "Look, this is just how you start now. Like this is like the new trend. It's like what they need to do is start having records. Like you come in
No, why?
The record for number of executive orders sits at 1,410 or whatever. Like, it would be silly, but like, the thing that interests me is, I mean, it's definitely a splash, and it's definitely, you know, per how he runs his life, really.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much he's going to run into the legal system, and then what happens?
Yeah. Well, but, you know, he's a, I can't help but think of him as Teflon. And I don't mean that in a celebratory way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a fan. And so
sure.
That means that half our viewers and at least the domestic ones, I'm still tangling to lead off in the Yukon. Up north, where I will probably be more appreciated. But no, you know, what's interesting is imagine Steve Jobs coming back and immediately saying, half of you, I simply don't even care about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you weren't in support of it. And though I'm supposed to be the CEO of all of Apple, I'm just not going to deal with you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then the other half being of those that are left.
Yeah, yeah.
The craziest thing I think was the focus on getting rid of non-political career civil service folks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
And that thought about, you know, that's really, that's the weight in the bottom of the ship. That's what keeps us on beam, right?
Yeah,
and, you know, you get rid of all of that ballast, and I don't mean it in a pejorative way, but it's a stabilizing force. And so...
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of disruptive stuff and the winds have blown. So whatever party you're in favor of, you know, that's had time to shift. But you're right. The legal system, though, is not going to embrace this. And I don't know that he'll slow down.
Well, that's the other thing that's weird is like you have like. You're just going to end up with a lot of stuff. Just jammed that's the way our system works. Like, sorry, it's kind of designed that way.
Well, and it is a complicated, you know, we've talked in the past about the economic concepts at play or the household, you know, it's as perhaps as straightforward as one might think, or like with our kids and allowance, you
know,
we cut them allowance, they blow it on video games and 30 seconds later, they need us to buy more credits. But when we start talking about household or business or national economics, the machinery is so complex, right? Yeah. The simple answers by edict are just not going to cut it. And this is where, you know, I think before we jumped into the call, this idea of process debt, it has a place.
Managed.
And I don't think anybody would argue that we are running our nation in the most efficient way.
Sure.
But what is surgical versus just blunt force trauma cuts is to be discussed still, right?
Well, what it makes me think of, you know, Daniel Kahneman and Thinking Fast and Slow, right? Where it's like I think process debt almost always lives where people think fast.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Where it's like, explain this to me. Like people are like, well, I just think we should lower taxes. All right. Try to just go give it a go.
Good for you.
You know, you're like, I want to raise taxes. Great. Tell me how. Like, how are you going to do this? And how are you going to do that and stay in office? Like, these are human beings that are running our you know, government.
Right. Yeah. Well, and what's interesting, Chris, too, is that as you touch on that, a lot of it feels like zero sum game. And when you're working in a budget, it's not ever expansive.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so you are not making a bigger pie necessarily. You're reallocating. And some of these are like multi-decade commitments that are the mix. Can you imagine like, well, we're going to lose the house, but I'm going to pay the water bill. You know, did that ever cross your mind when you started that job? Damn it. We paid the water bill though. Good for us.
So I've done Excel stuff for a really long time. Yeah. As you know, I've got my YouTube channel. I'm probably, I love Excel for analysis, despise it for process, but you know, that's a personal problem. But one of the things that I did probably a decade and a half ago is I like I got this job for this person wanted me to go through this, it wasn't a bill. What's it before it's a bill?
Before you issue a invoice?
Before they actually make the budget.
Oh, yeah, like a proposal. You're talking.
Yeah, it was basically a proposal. I'll think of it. But I'm going through this document, and it's a military one. And there, I don't know what they were doing. I forget, but there was a chart, and so I'm hand keying in this chart, which is like the most boring Excel work that you could ever do in your life. But it was paying good money, and so I took the job and I did the thing, and I'm on this thing, and one of their charts didn't add up. Like, it was off by like $2 million. And you're just like,
rounding error, baby.
Appropriation. It was an appropriation bill, right? Where it's basically, yeah, like,
nice.
We're not actually going to allocate the budget. We're just going to talk about, we're going to talk about what the budget should be, which is what every business does in Q4, right? We're not going to. So you can take the budget, but you can't keep the budget. Anyway, right. But I literally build out this like spreadsheet, fill it all. And I like, it's off. Like, every single one of them was right, but one was off by like $2 million. And you're like, this is the craziest thing. Like, it was this really long document. It was like 300 pages with like hidden tables that it was crazy.
And you're the guy that found it by rekeying it. How many other eyes do you think that had passed in front of?
I who knows? Like, who reads this stuff?
Mostly lobbyists is my understanding. And it's not even the lobbyists themselves. It's the intern assistants. It's not the interns. Those are future politicians.
Yeah.
Really the non-political assistants, interns that actually. And today it's probably, most of it's AI is my understanding.
Oh, I mean, that's how I would read it.
You know, prompt engineering.
The interesting thing is, like, some of these laws, if you write them right, you can just set yourself up for all sorts of crazy stuff.
I'll tell you, the rule of unintended consequences. So,
oh yeah,
you know, in the late 1990s, we had Enron and we had MCI and we had all these egregious sins committed by officers and senior board members, right? And so, Two elected officials, Sarbanes and Oxley, helped co-author, meaning, again, put their names on the bill from lobbyists.
Yep.
And swear to God, it had to be the big five firms that wrote this litigation.
Oh, gosh.
Because Section 404, which I did a lot of Sarbanes-Oxley compliance work.
Yeah.
Still have nightmares and you know, terror sweats. But super valuable, super important, but it was unbound in terms of how it was to be executed.
Oh, yeah.
And so they essentially pass the law and then flip it over to the accounting firms.
Yep.
That, you know, they set up an entity, but they're supposed to be self-policing at $500 an hour.
Oh,
it's not a bad gig, right?
That's crazy.
So, right.
Yeah, it's funny, like, that whole thing that happened with Enron, it's like, everything gets so complex and just people, like, your brain just can't handle it. It's like, it almost forces it into thinking fast because you have no other, you can't digest it.
Yeah.
And so you have all this complexity and, you know, they're making up numbers and it seems right.
Yeah.
And you're just on the precipice and you just walk right over.
Yeah.
So we are at time, my friend.
What?
I know.
As
crazy.
Always, barely getting started.
I know. It'll be really interesting to, like, that's the thing that I'm the most fascinated about is just what happens as you get to the courts.
Yeah.
And then what happens with public opinion, because a lot of, like, I think Trump's genius is that the problem is always out there.
Yeah.
It's always out there.
Just around the corner.
Well, it's just, it's some world. Pick something of the 350 million and there's some crazy stuff that went down. Like, I'm telling you, especially in Philadelphia with the whole, you know, Eagles winning, but, you know, we are humans, we do some stupid things. And so we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be
all right, man.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Catch you next week.
Deal. Bye.
Bye.